Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. John, the 6th chapter, verses 41 to 59. So the Jews grumbled about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not grumble among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets that they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." Jesus said these things in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Tim Melly from Zion Blackburn and Bethlehem, Mount Leonard, Missouri.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. The text for this morning's sermon is from the 6th chapter of John, verses 32 through 35. Jesus then said to them, "Truly I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Jesus says he is the bread of life. This says something about what it means to believe in him. It says something about how it is Jesus wants to give us eternal life. It isn't a matter of accepting a few propositions about him or living a moral life and adhering to a few of his teachings. It is about being in communion with him, being a part of his body, the church, living and growing in him as branches on a vine. This is somewhat a foreign concept today. People think they can be Christian without going to church. They ignore the fact that Christ instituted a church. They want to be like Christ, but seem oblivious to the fact that Jesus never missed a Sabbath in the synagogue or a temple feast. Jesus knew that men do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So he attended to the word, because he knew that just as man cannot eat once and be satisfied forever, so it is that man must always return to God's word, hear it anew and afresh every day. Today people think it is enough to be nice, that this is the point of religion. To follow a few tenets of a teacher might work for Islam or Buddhists, systems of philosophy concocted by man. But this isn't what Christianity is about. Christianity is about being in communion with Christ, and with others who are in communion with Christ. This is perhaps the hardest thing about Christianity. It is a bunch of sinners getting together in the church. It's hard sometimes to get along. A bunch of jagged hearts of stone bumping into each other, smashing and clashing. Perhaps you get into conflict with a few of them during the week, and they are there on Sunday before the altar. Perhaps it is even that you don't get along with the pastor and somehow have to forgive, even enough to bow your head in a confession of sins with them and hear absolution alongside of them. Proceed to the altar and receive his body and blood, the bread and wine of life, and the forgiveness of sins. The disciples themselves found it hard to get along with each other at times. But there was Christ in the midst of them, forgiving them their sins, offering counsel, holding them together. And their love for one another grew in Christ's love for them. And slowly but surely, the rough edges of stony hearts wore off of each other. And illumined by the love of Christ, feeding them his word, even his body and blood, the bread of life, they now shine like the sapphire throne of heaven. Now the peace that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
We thank Pastor Timothy Milley from Zion Lutheran Church Blackburn and Bethlehem Lutheran Church Mount Leonard, Missouri for today's meditation on God's Word.